We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Vet Story. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs. Now, as a journalist, I've covered PTSD a lot. And over the last few years, I've met some incredible guests that have taught me a lot about what it's like to live with PTSD, what it means to have PTSD, what causes PTSD, and what we can do about it. One of the most powerful facts I've taken away from covering this over the last few years is that it's not exclusive to the military veteran community. But the examples of some of the therapies being done for the veteran community right now can teach the whole world.
And then they overcome. And I believe that complementary therapies are the better path.
We start with a journalist who has been a military spouse and a documentary filmmaker. While making the documentary film, The Journey Back to Normal, a look at complementary therapies to combat PTSD, she saw firsthand how vets with PTSD are being healed. She is Nicole Emilio Casper, and she's joining us on Vet Story right now to tell us all about it. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you, for having me on the show. Spending over 20 years, in the military community and having many friends and even some family members who experienced, symptoms of PTSD and, had some friends who also got divorced because a lot of doctors just distributed medication and it really ended up destroying, relationships and really not uncovering what was really, the source of, certain problems dealing with PTSD. And it kind of masked all the symptoms. And I just, I really felt compelled to kind of do, kind of set out to on my own journey to figure out ways to help veterans and their families heal. So when we're at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, in the middle of the country, I'm a New Yorker, so it was pretty much of a culture shock for me. it was just part of my mission when I was, starting to make new friends and exploring, job opportunities and kind of, wrapping up, our my husband's military career. I was like, this is the project I want to do while I'm here. And, kind of just went out and networked like I've always done and specifically networked with a veteran organization in Kansas City. And literally maybe 2 weeks later, I was connected with these amazing nonprofits in the Kansas City metro area. And they were on board after meeting with them and telling them my vision. They were completely on board. They were so excited. I ended up filming at three nonprofit organizations. One was Camp Valor Outdoors. One was Horses and Heroes. And one was Warrior's Best Friends. And through that experience, filming at these organizations, interviewing the nonprofit directors and veterans and family members who participated in the programs, I was completely sold and also interviewed a professor who was knee deep in research that really substantiated what these organizations were doing through her research with equine therapy and canine therapy, specifically with veterans from OIF and OEF.
She first told me about the amazing things going on at Camp Valor.
So Camp Valor Outdoors has a plethora of programs specifically to involve veterans and their families and even active duty military in outdoor recreation therapy. And they don't really emphasize so much the therapy aspect. It's really creating that community, within, these amazing, amazing, you know, outdoor recreation events. So whether it's fishing, hunting, archery events, family events, and then specifically shooting competition events, really just does wonders for, you know, the veteran and their family. It completely transforms, you know, their mindset, and it really helps them in really every aspect, psychologically, even spiritually, physiologically. You know, it really just changes their brain chemistry. And again, you know, in the film, you know, Professor Rebecca Johnson, she dives more into that. So I did see, you know, I saw some of the transformations, and it was pretty amazing. So Camp Bella Outdoors, you know, they do amazing things. And now, years later, several years later, since I filmed, they're in 18 states. So it's just not in the Midwest. It's not near Fort Leavenworth. They're in Virginia. I filmed a short film for the Virginia chapter about 3 hours south of me in New Jersey, right outside of D.C. And they're always going on shooting competitions, and they're always inviting veterans. You know, whether you're in Virginia or, you know, you're in Philadelphia, this, anyone can come, and it's funded. Veterans can go for free. They really do amazing, amazing things for veterans.
We then talked about another amazing PTSD therapy known as equine therapy, or therapy with horses.
Yeah, so Horses and Heroes out in Kansas, they offer Egalla equine therapy to veterans and first responders. And this involves developing a relationship with a horse. I know that sounds a little bizarre,
but
you're not riding a horse per se, but you are starting to, you know, you're connecting with that, with a horse who may or may not choose you. And the therapy horses are actually rescue horses. So they were also in kind of abusive situations, which was sad. So, but their philosophy is that the horse is actually healing as a veteran is healing. So they are forming these trust bonds, if you will, with the veteran. So it really helps, I guess, you know, kind of help the veteran, again, just focus and have that, have them in this serene environment where you're just really just interacting with horses.
Yeah.
And it could be multiple horses. It's called psycho-assisted equine therapy.
Psycho-assisted. So that means that there's like a psychological professional there kind of helping guide you as you have multiple experiences with the same horse?
Yes, yes. So sometimes there's one, sometimes there's two, and then there's equine specialists there as well, monitoring the horses to make sure that it's a safe environment as well. So yes, you have licensed psychotherapists there, and it's basically an outdoor therapy clinic, but they utilize horses to heal.
Now, I'm always curious about this when I hear about alternative therapies, and I wanted to know what exactly she witnessed. I mean, what did it look like? How did it really make a breakthrough difference? I mean, therapy is not easy to get comfortable with at all, especially when it involves a shrink and a couch. But what does it look like? What does effective therapy look like with a horse?
Yes, this one veteran, you know, came one day to, you know, the horse stable, and he had no idea what was going to transpire, and it was just amazing. What he did was he created this maze in the indoor stable, and he was going through just the maze, you know, and he was envisioning going through the trenches just out of the blue. And the horses were basically following him and protecting him through the trenches as he was envisioning, you know, setting off the grenade, making sure that the path was safe, and then continuing on to the trenches to, you know, basically make sure the, you know, the enemy wasn't there. And then if the enemy was there, they would obviously kill the enemy. But he said that it was so cathartic because he was like, wow. And then that following week, he did not have to take any of his medication. So he was on anti-anxiety medication. He's like, the horses just almost like freed his mind, basically, because he felt so, you know, safe.
Yeah.
And he didn't feel stressed. He didn't feel on guard. And that was another development as well. Just, you know, developing those relationships with the horses, just in a serene environment. He was just so, he was so at peace.
That is so cool. I've heard about other therapies where they have people address their fears or have people address the things that have bothered them, their personal traumas. But when they relive it in a therapy session, sometimes it's just them and a therapist, and it can feel awkward. I can imagine being completely comforted and feeling so cool about reliving this traumatic memory, but knowing you got a 1,000-pound horse got your back. You know, they're walking with you as you relive it in your mind, and that is just the way you can teach your brain to relive those memories without the fight or flight response. And having that horse there for security, that's amazing. Now in the documentary, The Journey Back to Normal, she also discovered another therapy for PTSD that many of us see in action every single day.
So this is Warrior's Best Friend, and this is in the Kansas City area as well. And I know they do have a lot of organizations across the country that offer canine therapy. And, you know, a lot of veterans attest to the fact that a service dog has transformed their lives. I mean, even after I filmed this documentary, I've run into so many veterans and talked to so many and say, yes, it's completely transforming. You know, before having a service dog or even a therapy dog, they couldn't go many places. And it really helps them ease back into, you know, civilian life. And, you know, going from that combat zone to civilian life, it's really a challenge sometimes for people who really were, you know, in a combat zone for several years. I recently met somebody in Philadelphia who underwent prolonged exposure therapy, and he said that he did not want to relive it. It was something that, you know, the VA hospital really, really, really pushed, and he didn't want to do it. And then he said after several months, it actually did work. But I think if they had introduced one of these complementary therapies, it might have been less painful and less traumatic, because he had nightmare after nightmare after nightmare. And this was somebody who saw 17 of his men die in front of him. Mm. Now, the stigma with PTSD, I really hope that it's erased someday, because these guys and men and women that come back, they're warriors. They are taught to compartmentalize their trauma, but they also have emotions. The brain is not built to process that kind of trauma. So if we can just embrace this and the reality that, yes, they're going to have some issues, is that, you know, they're not weak if they admit they have PTSD. And then they overcome. And I believe, in my opinion, I'm not a medical professional, that complementary therapies are the better path.
You can find more information about these wonderful alternative therapies and the film, The Journey Back to Normal, a look at complementary therapies to combat PTSD, by going to the website, thejourneybacktonormal.com. Now, for the final few moments of this podcast, I want to leave you with the sounds of an interview that made a profound impact on me and has literally changed how I kind of see the world. It started when I first interviewed former Army Captain Joshua Montz.
Started for me on the streets of Baghdad back in 2007. And at that point, we're engaged by that enemy sniper in a complex ambush. It was myself and Staff Sergeant Marlon Harper. A bullet actually passed through him, severed his aorta, and then ricocheted into my upper right thigh and severed my femoral artery. But when that feeling hit my chest, I consciously knew that that was it. I took my last breath, said my last thought, and died.
That's right. While on deployment in Iraq, Army Captain Joshua Montz was shot and died. And for 15 minutes, he was flatlined. But miraculously, he came back from the dead and was literally given a second life. And over the next decade, Montz embarked on a journey to learn about his physical and emotional trauma. More than just the wounds of war, Monts confronted the darkest issues. Guilt and shame, depression, chronic illness, and other conditions beyond his control. And as he drew on his own experiences, he also learned from experts, eventually documenting it all in the book The Beauty of a Darker Soul, Overcoming Trauma Through the Power of Human Connection.
You know, I was one of the most difficult parts of carrying this kind of profound near-death experience story is that it became a distraction from the deeper issues that were involved. And as we talked about earlier, you know, with the exception of losing Marlon Harper, of course, that near-death experience was actually quite a positive thing in many different ways. One of the more positive experiences of my life. You know, but because I didn't really have anything else to point to, right? Because I wasn't looking at the situation in depth, that became sort of the shield that I was hiding behind. And when it comes to trauma, you know, it was things that you and I experienced throughout life on a regular basis. You know, it was my father dying when I was 7 years old. It was the totality of the deployment to Baghdad. It was the powerlessness of living with an incurable immune disorder, Crohn's disease. It was abandonment in relationships. It was divorce. It was financial distress. Right? And you know, bottom line here is what is psychological trauma? And the way I define it is a situation or event in our lives that fundamentally disrupts the way we believe the world should work. And when our perception of the world gets flipped upside down, it can really begin to compromise who we think we are as human beings. And that, right, that is the journey to transformation, is being able to journey within ourselves to uncover the truth and then fight our way back out stronger and wiser.
Wow, outstanding. And as you say that, I'm thinking in my own mind of all the dents and dings that, you know, that I've incurred over the years and that everyone has. You know, there was tough relationships, death of loved ones, dealing with sickness or disease as it may have affected ourselves or someone close that we love. We're all a little banged up. I mean, the earth doesn't leave you without some dents and dings. And then you'd mentioned here in this next one that healing is a journey and it's not a fixed point in time. So now that we've identified, or that you can identify, kind of some of the root causes of what may be your personal traumas, that there's a trip to go on now.
All of us are on a journey. You know, probably the most profound mistake that I made in the past is thinking that I had this whole thing beat, you know? And as I say again, you know, guilt and shame are some of the most complex and damaging emotions out there. And I really describe them as being like a form of cancer. You know, at the beginning, you know, guilt kind of infects the deepest corners of our soul, but we're at stage one and we don't even know how it's impacting us or don't even really know it's there. Yet before long, we're at stage four and we're in crisis. You know, and as we move through life and try to suppress our prior experiences without resolving them, it's almost like we're trying to build a house on a cracked foundation. You know, if we keep trying to push forward and if we keep building the house and if we keep ignoring the crack, we never really know what type of situation or event is going to cause it to collapse at some point. Hmm. You know, I actually get the question quite frequently. You know, at what point did you realize that you were through this, that you overcame this, right? And the best way that I can answer that question is almost to not answer it. You know, because the most important thing I've acquired is almost this sense of surrender again, the surrender that I experienced at the point of death. It took almost 10 years to come full circle to this and to be able to do the same thing consciously, right? Understanding that healing is a journey. It's never a fixed point in time. Transformation is a journey. It's never a fixed point in time.
Yeah, I once had a pastor tell me similarly that surrender, as in surrender to the Lord, would be to let go of the wheel. You're still in the car, but you're not trying to drive, man. You're not trying to steer it. You're just letting go.
Right.
And it's so liberating when you can do that. And realize that, you know, it's not a fixed point in time. It's not a graduation. It's not, you know, do this and this and this for 60 days and done. Now Monts travels the world through his company he founded called Darker Souls to motivate everyone from small companies to major corporations. From anyone who's ever had a trauma or a drama that they feel they cannot get past, the words of Josh Montz are like medicine for your brain. Now, I want to thank my guests today, Nicole Emilio Casper and her film, The Journey Back to Normal. I'll look at complementary therapies to combat PTSD. And I want to thank former Army Captain Josh Montz. The book is The Beauty of a Darker Soul, Overcoming Trauma Through the Power of Human Connection. And if I've learned anything about PTSD, it's that those two words are how we get over every trauma, drama, or stress in our life. Through the power of the human connection. If you know anyone dealing with it, please refer them to any number of PTSD services you can find online. But more than anything, make sure they feel the power of your human connection. I'll talk to you again on the next episode of Vet Story.